going to do is two topics. The first topic, I love Rabbi Forst's title to Yemei Mavucha. He calls it the problematic days. And that's what we're going to discuss. For me, the problematic days, he means one thing, but as you can guess, they're quite problematic. I have a very, very hard time understanding exactly what's going on. I do think that in the last week and a half, being zochet to learn this with the Talmidim, there are things that were problematic for me that I was zochet to now understand more, and I want to share it with you. And we're going to go uncharacteristically in depth to Yemei Mavucha, because I feel that it's so vague and so unclear to so many that I'd like to spend an inordinate amount of time on the sugya of Yemei Mavucha to try to do it really, really, really well, because there's so many things and so many different directions that haven't been explored, at least in my own mind, that I'm excited, Be'ezer Hashem, to do with you. The way we're going to deal with Yemei Mavucha, the problematic days, by the way, the Lashon even is to how to describe it is up for grabs. The Sefer Mara Kohen uses that expression, the more yeshivish expression is Yemei Mavucha. The Sefer Yisod HaLacha calls it Veset Nayah, the moving Veset. Let me start off by saying that there's no makar at first glance in the Gemara for Yemei Mavucha. And I'll give you a hint, give away all the way to the end of our analysis. At the end of the day, I think that there's a lot of room to be made of in the sugya of Yemei Mavucha. But I would like to finally understand this mysterious sugya by going methodically through. So the way it comes up in Siman Kuf Pei Tes, where we're up to, is the Ramah in the end of Sif Yud Gimel says, Holchin Tamid Achar Tchilas Hari'iya. We always go after the beginning of the Ri'iya, and if something extends a period of time, we don't follow anything but the Tchilas Hari'iya. And the Shach asks the question, Sif Lamates, and that's going to bring us back to the Ramah in Kuf Pei Dalad, which we skipped in the past. The Shach says as follows in Sif Lamates, Kosuba Dane Melech. Some of you don't have to do it now. If I give you my tree of somebody at any time, it doesn't have to be now at all. I see I'm going to lose my voice. So if somebody get me a glass of water, it doesn't have to be now. Whenever.
Not warm, cold?
Cold. Just a couple of. A large. You know what? Here's a large cup. I just got, courtesy of YU, I just got a large cup, so it's not shared. Okay. Divermasa l'cheiniker, kosav v'mama dani melech, tema. V'le'il simin kuf pei dal sivbeiz kosav. The isha shemeshanes vesta lahakdim shnayim o shloshe yomim o la'achar kishemagi azman vesta sarech liprosh menu shnayim o shloshe yomim kodem o achar. The question is as follows. Here, the Ramah says that you will always go after the tchilas haveses. However, earlier, it seems like we don't always focus on the Tchilas HaVeses. Let's take a look at Kuf Pei Dalet in the Ramah. The Ramah says, at the end of Siv Beis, V'isha Shemeshanes Vesta, Lahaktim Shnayim O Shoshe Yom, O La'acher, either she changes her Vestas two or three days before, or 2 days, 3 days after, Kishemagiyaz Man Vesta, when the time of the Vestas arrives, Sarech lifrosh mimena shnayim o shloshe yomim kodem o achra. That she needs to separate 2 or 3 days prior or after. So before we deal with the Shach's kasha, what's this based on? What's this Ramah? The first half of our shir, probably even more, what we're going to have over here is a long list of explanations to the Ramah's words. We're going to have a litany of explanations of the Ramah's words. The Ramah in Kuf Pei Dalet, where the Ramah says, Isha Shemeshanes Vesta, etc. So, the most natural thing for us to do in trying to understand what the Rama is saying, that a woman who changes her vesta and she sees 2 days earlier or 2 days late, she needs to be poresh all of those days. Is to look at the sources. Where is the Rama coming from? So of course, here a later printer in the Shulchan Aruch tells us the Rama is based on Hagos Maimini. That's going to be source number one. We're going to look at the Hagos Maimini, and then we're going to emphasize the Shach's question of the Stira in Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to need to contemplate what exactly the Hagos Maimini is saying. Now the Hagos Maimini himself is quite difficult to read. Hagos Maimini himself is going to be problematic. On the words of the Rambam, and this is going to be important for the Plesi, on the words of the Rambam in Perekhes Halacha Gimel, where the Rambam says, Kvar bi'arnu shekol isha shein lo veses, asur l'shamish asha tivdok asna tchila. So notice the Rambam is talking about a woman who doesn't have a veses. So Hagos Maimini quotes a rispa. Rispa we have, quoted Tosis in different places in Shas, and he says, v'shasha'altem, you ask the isha shein lo veses kavua, im hi isha shemeshanes vesta lahaktim shnayim o gimel kefishur gitmash regilu shanot yiprosh pizman hagos haveses beiz yamim o gimel. So the Hagos Maimini says a woman who has a veses she'eino kavua and she changes from her vesta 2 or 3 days, you have to be choshesh for those 2 or 3 days. Now, I'm not going to even put this on the board. A tzarech iyun, which we might address and we might not, thank you very much. A tzarech iyun that we might or might not address within the Hagos Maimini itself is Hagos Maimini says, a woman who doesn't have vestas kavua, then he says, shemishanis vesta, that she switches her vesta. Wait a second. Does she have a vestas kavua or does she not have a vestas kavua? So this is, I'm not going to even put this on the board. I would describe this as a tzarech iyun gadol on the Hagos Maimini. But these are the words that the Rama seemingly is coming off of. By the way, the Sidrei Tahara notes that, the Sidrei Tahara that I did not give you on the Mar Mekomos, which has inspired different parts of my shir, the Sidrei Tahara is in Kuf Pei Dalid Dalid. The Sidrei Tahara notes that there is a difference between the words of the Rama and the Hagos Maimini, because the Hagos Maimini only spoke about Shemeshanes Vesta O Lahaktim Beis O Gimel. He speaks about only moving up. The Rama also spoke about moving later. In other words, a woman who regularly sees, let's say, at day 26. So Rama says sometimes she'll see at 23, sometimes she'll see at 29. That goes Maimini is a little different than the Rama, because that goes Maimini says that she sees before, but he makes no mention of after. The Sidrei Tahara notices this. It could be that according to one of our approaches, there might be an Akhtimina between that goes Maimini and the Rama. Baruch Atu Adinu. Okay, comes along the Shach. And the Shach asks, this Makar, whether it's Agos Maimini's version, or whether it's the version that we have in the Ramah, asks the Shach, doesn't fit with the general rule of Tchilas Vesta. Why? Says the Shach, what are you doing being Choshesh for all 2 or 3 days? If she saw, generally, now obviously the word generally is a little vague here, intentionally vague. Are we talking about Vestas Kavua or Vestas Shena Kavua? But the Shach says, if she generally sees on the 28th and she saw on the 26th and she continues to see blood all the way to the 28th, the reason why you would be Choshesh for the 27th is because you're taking into account the continuation of the flow. But wait a second. We always follow Tchilas HaVestas. That's the Shach's kasha. So he says, once we get through clarifying Kuf Pei Tes that you follow Tchilas HaVestas, So he says, now I'm difficult, the Ramah is difficult. Derech Agav, I'm just throwing out a lot of side ideas which you could look into. The place he asks, why did the Shach wait till Kuf Pei Tes to ask this Kasha? You could have asked this Kasha in Kuf Pei Dal. We don't have the Shach, which is one of the inspirations I had, that this is such a complicated sugya. Let's wait till the guys get their feet wet a little bit and need it when they know what the word Vestas means a little bit, and then we'll discuss this, the craziest of all Vestas. So, okay. That's the Shach Kasha. Has a Shach answer. So Mahalach number one that we're going to put on the board is the only clear Mahalach that we have on the upper part of the page of the Shulchan Aruch is the Shach. And then we're going to put it down on the lower part of the page of Torah Shlomim, and then we're going to start all the way from the beginning, the way the Vilna Gaon would want us to start, to go back all the way to the sources and see what are the different Hesberim, and then see how the other great poskim process those different sources.
Again, before we ask the
steer,
what's the steer?
Again, the steer is as follows. Our case over here. A woman generally sees on the 28th, and an apparition she saw on the 26th. So for some reason, and she started bleeding on the 26th. For some reason, we don't know why, the Ramah says that you now have to be choshesh this entire period of time. Asks the Shach, what about day 27? Why is it that you're choshesh for day 27? You said, the Ramah says 2 or 3 days. When would it be 2 or 3 days? If she saw on 24, so then in such a case you would have to be choshesh for 25 and 26 and 27. What in the world? You always go baser tchila tarigia. So how could the Ramah say that you have 2 or 3 days? That's the Shach Tasha. Zok de Hele Gishach.
Talking about Zok in a case where you start like all days, there is a continuation?
Yes, oh, great question. Is the Ramah talking about she continued to see?
Yeah.
Or did she not? Okay, very good. Remind me, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal had a comment about this that I don't understand on the self, that Rav Neman Zal said to me a couple of times, that I'm leaving mamish for the addendum, because I don't know how to fit it into everything else, but remind me that your question of Shlomo Zalman is well addressed. Okay. Zokta Shach. V'nir l'yashiv. V'le'il ein reson olomar shetzarech lifrosh kol ha'shloshin yamin. Says the Shach, it can't be that you're porish all 3 days. Dim kein ma inyin shemishtanis vesta l'kan. What does it have to do with mishtanis vesta? I'll explain in a moment what that means. Ela ritzona lomar dahayila veses v'acher kach mishtanis vesta lahakdim shnayim o shlosha yom. The Shach says that we're not talking about an erratic woman who sees on some days and sees on others. And thereby, of course, you have to be Poresh during that entire period of time. No. Rather, we're talking about, and this is a critical part in the Shach's words, the Hayala Veses, there was a Veses. V'achar kach mishanis Vesta, and her Vesta changed, lahakim shnayim o shlosha yamim, and she saw 2 or 3 days earlier. Oz, sarich lifrosh gam kodem aveses, kifim ashirigila lahaktim. Then you need to be poresh beforehand, before the veses, to the day that it's normal for her to switch. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make an exception, and today I'm going to write in English on the board. Says the Shach, because with saying if we do this in Hebrew, it's going to be difficult. The Shach says as follows. The Shach says that we're talking about a woman with a Veses who consistently sees on, and I'm going to give a number, so the Veses over here is, her Veses is 28, who consistently sees also on 25. So she has a Veses, and she consistently sees on 25. What does it mean, consistently? That she never uprooted the Veses. She saw 28. Then she sees 25, 28, 25, 28, 25, 28. She was never oker 28, and she consistently goes from 28 to 25. So what's her vesas? Her vesas is 28. Now, the way I just read the Shach is the way that I think is the emes in the Shach. I think that's the emes la'amita of how to read the Shach. And the Shach is saying that if it's common for a woman to see in another day, you have to be choshesh for that day as well. I would add that the Shach would also argue that if she saw 28, her vestas was 28, and she saw often 25 and 26, you would have to be choshesh for 25 and 26 as well. All the time. That's right.
Only after the month that she saw the 25th. I mean, let's say she saw the 28th again. That next month, would she still be choshesh on the 25th or no?
It sounds like from the Shach, even if she didn't see in the previous month, he says kefishu regila lahaktim. It was common for her to imagine. What's the svara? The svara is as follows. The svara is that when a woman has a veses, then she has a clear. Is the word in English a loci? L-O-C-I. Is there such a word like that?
Okay.
She has a locus. She has a clear locus. She has a center. The send loci would be the plural, I guess. So she has the center, and that's not what I mean. She has a clear locus, and around that locus, she's developed a general loci. In other words, assuming my usage of English is correct, that what she now has done is when you have a vesis, you can have a center point. And then there is another vessel that the Agos Maimini or someone, the Ramah, is being mechadish, revolves around that vessel. So that is the Shita of the Shach. Now, most of the world, I finally found someone who says what I said. The footnotes in the Sefer Kresi Uplesi, where the Kresi Uplesi questions the Shach, as I'm about to delineate, says this Pshat in defense of the Shach. However, the Kresi Uplesi and others do not read the Shach this way. And their understanding, so what we're going to see is that Shach is going to have different Shachim. There's going to be Shach according to, pardon me for speaking for you, Shach according to the Kolel, okay? That's one, all right? Then we're going to have, continuing on with the Shach, we're going to have the Shach according to the Kresi Uplesi. And Rav Savalovsky, how they understand the Shach. And we're probably going to have even more than that. But, okay. Comes along the Kresi Uplesi, and the Kresi Uplesi says...
Can I repeat that last point you said before? She just needs to see, if she has the best kavod the 28th, so she just needs to see 25 at some point, 26 at some point, and 27 at some point, and then all of them just kind of...
No, you need to have regila. Now the question is, what's the definition of regila?
So some enough of a pattern not to be ochre 28, but enough to establish regila.
Right, right. That she sees around that locus of time. Now again, I was developing the svara. The svara is that once you have a veses, so then you're going to develop this loci. Now what would, according to our pshat, what would we say about if she has a veses she'ena kavua, and she just sees sometimes in 26, sometimes in 27, sometimes 28, the way many understand the Ramah, no, according to the Shach, you don't have to be choshish for all of those days. Okay? Now, the crazy place,
how does she establish her regila?
How would I understand that she establishes her regila? She saw often also on day 25. What is the number? What's the number? I would say more than twice. The okay, very good. Yashikach comes along the Shach, and the Shach says that there's no steer between our case and the case that we had before. Excellent, Yisrael. Because in the previous case that we had, we never said that you're choshesh the entire period of time, from 24 to 28. All the Ramah is saying, says the Shach, is that you're choshesh for 24 that she consistently sees, and 28. And that's the Shach's test. Others, picking up where Yisrael left off, others understand, no, that's not what the Shach is saying. Zaplesi and Rav Sabalovsky simplifies in his book, The Shach, as saying that the Shach learns that Veses HaYimei HaMavucha doesn't exist. That the Shach's teretz is the following. That the Ramah was talking about a case of a woman who has a Veses Kavua and changes to one day. What does that mean? She sees consistently she has a Veses on the 28th and 1 month she switched to 24. According to them, all the Shach is saying is that when a woman with a Veses sees on another day, so then you're choshesh for that day. Let's read it back into the words of how they read that into the Shach. Let's read in the Shach. Let's shoot Shach's words inside. V'nir liyashev dili'il eimetzon alamar shetzach lefosh kol ha-shoshiyam. You never choshesh from the tchila tariyah to the entire time. Dimkei ma'inyin shemishtanet v'estel l'kan. What does it have to do with a woman who has a vesas that's switching her vesas? We're not talking about a ves shein and kavua that's kosher for all the days. And Rulitzona Lomar Dahilo Veses, she had a Veses, Va'achakach Mishtanis Vesta Lahakdim Shnayim Oshlosha Yomim, and now she switches to 2 or 3 days. Asar Lifrosh Gam Kona Ves. What does it mean switches? Just means she happens to see in this month on a different day, then you're Choshesh for both of those days.
Only
one.
Only one.
Only one. If you take a look towards the back of your book, towards the back of your booklet, just a second, right before the Chochmas Adam, a very, very important page over there, the Crazy Uplesi, on top it says, Tferes Yisrael. The Crazy Uplesi challenges, and he says, what in the world then is the whole Chiddush of Veses that's described by the Agos Maimini? 5 lines in to Otei in the Crazy Uplesi, he says, Pshita, Maika Mashmalon, Halo Dovazen Nemra Venishas Pesimin Kupay Test, Kama Pomim Lein Mispar, Debesa Shaina Kavua Choshesh Tamacha, Vimu Imkain, Hushik Dimaliros, Bechavzain, Pshita, Debigia, Chavzain Shneetzar Chlifrosh. And he says, what is the Chiddush of the Shach entirely? That's what the Plesi asks. And Rav Sabalovsky Shlita in his book says the Shach learns that the Ramah is adding nothing. I find that quite difficult. Not in terms of understanding the Shach. I can see how someone could read the Shach though. But at the end of the day, it turns out that according to this day, according to the Crazy Uplesi, we'll see the Shach. This is the Shach according to the Crazy Uplesi. There's absolutely no chiddush whatsoever in the halachos of Yimei Mavucha. Yimei Mavucha is not telling us any particular chiddush. Correct. Correct.
What, only once?
Only once. Only once.
And the chiddush is just for both?
That's right. No, that
ain't
oh, very good. So comes along the Badei HaShulchan. The Badei HaShulchan is also in our booklet. And the Badei HaShulchan tries to defend the Shach understanding of the Ramah as understood by the Crazy Uplesi and Rav Sabalovsky, with what would the Chiddush then of the Ramah be? So if you take a look, let's take a look at the Badei HaShulchan. The Badei HaShulchan, you're right, does quote this understanding. The Badei HaShulchan is on page S, in the Badim, not in the Biurim. He says, 12 lines in, first word on the line is L'shnehem. Salka Daita Chamina, right by the small Lamed base. It's right after the note, the second page after the note of Yudu. You have 2 pages of Badei HaShulchan. The second one, Salka Daita Chamina, he suggests that the Chiddush is the Kishashinoi Eina Muflug Miyoma Vesas Atzmo. Ela Beis O Gimel Yomim Ein Sarach Lachush Liyoma Shinoi Shein Kves Atzmo Ela Vesa Kavu Atzmo. He says the Chiddush is that I would have thought that because it's so close to the previous Veses, it's really just extra blood from the previous Veses. So normally, when do we say that Halach is if you have a Veses of 28 and you have to be choshesh for another because she switched. That's when she switched from 28 to 23, 28 to 22. But over here, when she switched from 28 to 26 or to 25, it's in such close proximity, then we would say the 25 really is the 28. And at the end of the day, you wouldn't be choshesh for it. Just is the 28th a little bit earlier. But we know that she normally sees on the 28th. This is the explanation that the Baal Deh Shulchan gives. If you missed that last point, that's fine. It's a teretz. I find this teretz difficult.
What?
At the end of the day, to say that that is what the Ramah and the Agos Maimoni were making such a big deal about, I think that that's quite mechudash. But this is, if you like the Baal Deh Shulchan's chat, Matov Manoim, I have nothing. I just think that we don't see this idea that all of a sudden that to have a Havamina, that the 25th wouldn't be significant just because it's 2 days before. Where do we see such a thing? But this, so far we now have two Avonis in the Shach. We have two Avonis in the Shach. And this is so far really Shtayim Sheheinachas. This is 1A and this is 1B explaining the Shach. So these are two different Havanas. Yes?
We've seen the concept in Kaf Tevarah so that they could have attributed it to if she had joined the day before. Tell us the same thing.
The Seder. I think it's different. Yes?
Then we're not familiar with which way we're understanding in the Shach. And the other understanding the Shach is if she saw beyond 26, it's like 25 or 26. And the crazy understanding the Shach is if she was 3 days around the
Tavuos, but the halacha is nothing new. He's telling us absolutely nothing new. Again, in Rav Sabalovsky's words, the Shach learns that the Rama is not teaching us anything new. I find that quite difficult. Oh, so I want now just one more point. Go in and show you in the words why I think Arab Shach is also more mukhrach in the words. Let me just say in the words, and then I'll take again what you have to say. In the Shach's words. Now let's go back into the Shach's words. The Shach says, "Shemishtanis vesta lekan el ritzona lo mardoy lo veses." Number one, he says it was a veses. Va'achar kach mishtanis vesta lahakdim shneim oshosha yamim, and she changed her vesta lahakdim to move earlier. He doesn't say that there was once. It sounds like there's something broader that's taking place. Kifi masha regila lahakdim, kigon she regila lahakdim shloshe yamim. It's common for her, according to the Plaisi's understanding of the Shach. What does it mean, regila? According to our pshat, it means that it's common for her to switch, and that might be the pshat in the Shach. Okay. What's that?
According to
my
understanding?
No, she has a vesicle of 28. Right. And you have to be choshesh for 25 as well. And if she sees a couple times 25, 26, Lenia's diet, you would also have to be choshesh for 25 and 26 as well. And that might be why the Ramah says for 2 or 3 days.
For how long?
For how long? Until she stops being rogil on 25 and 26. Okay. Okay. Yes, that's why I believe he said. Now, Rabosai comes along the Node of Yehuda, and the Node of Yehuda gives us a bomb. Shita number 3, we're putting it down as Shita number 2, but it's really Shita number 3, because we have two deos in what is the Shach. Okay? Shita number 2, or 3, is the Node of Yehuda. The Node of Yehuda is photocopied from my father's Node of Yehuda, his Sefer. It's in a long, long, long piece, and the Node of Yehuda says a big chidush. But Rabotai has something I think is worth $1 billion. The Node of Yehuda said a massive chidush. To this day, the Achronim, for example, you take a look, I photocopied Reforce. The Achronim mentioned the Node of Yehuda very early on as a unique way of understanding the Ramah, and I think that we found that there might have been this understanding actually has sources going back to the early Rishonim. Says the Node of Yehuda as follows, but I have to warn you. It's a massive chumrah. Okay? You're forewarned now. Comes along the Node of Yehuda. Ubazen nira l'niyaz daiti. Simim mem vav dimar maskul ubazen nira. ובזה נראה לני אסתייתי. פירוש דברי עמו, בהגו, סימן קופי דל סופייס, ואישו שמשנת וסטה להקדים שניים או שלושה ימים, או לאחר, צריכה לפרש ממנה שניים או גמל יום, נראה לי פירושו, שכך הוא קביעס וסטה, שבתוך אלו השניים או שלושה ימים, תראה, ובגוף אלו היומים אין לו זמן קבוע אימץ, ולפעמים בזה, ולפעמים בזה. So the other view that starts off and says we're talking about a woman who doesn't have a particular time that she sees. And he says, just like we learned in the previous paragraph, Dibra Maskul Umeyata, just like we learned previously that the Trumas Hadeshen says that a woman that doesn't see less than 14 or in our numbers 26 days, she doesn't need to do a bedika before 26 days. So too it's possible that you'll have a woman that has a veses after a particular time. You hear that, Rabbo say? That a woman who sees from day 25 to 33 in that locus, maybe 32, 25 to 32, so then in such a case, she has a veses from day 25 to day 32. That's the kavua. We didn't talk about pedikas. We're talking about now the chiyuv prisha. She has a chiyuv prisha from 25 to 32. Let's write this out. The shita, the nose of Yehuda, that this case of isha shemishan is vesta is sees. By the way, this is a woman with an Eina Tavua, with Vesa Sheina Tavua, sees between 25 and 32, for example, has Vesa for that period of time. The obvious question on the nose of you, the Shita, of course, the Pitzchei Tshuva quotes this in Kufpei Dalit. The Pitzchei Tshuva takes his Shita of Noda B'Yuda very seriously. If you follow the Noda B'Yuda, it comes out a tremendous, tremendous Chumrah. In Sivchot and Ches, just read it inside. Vayim B'Tshuva's Noda B'Yuda, Chedek Yardesim V'Vav, Shepirish Dibre Arav, that's our Amah. Dahayim Shekachu Kviyas Esther, Shemtoch Elu Abbez Begin Yom Tirev, Beguf El Yom, Einla Zaman Veses Kavua. Emas Lepom Emas, Lepom Bezel, Lepom Bezel, Kufpei Dal Ches, Valkaponim Lo Yavu Elo Agimul Yom Belo Re'iyah. So these 3 days don't pass without a Re'iyah, in Kain Kol Agimul Yom Veses. And then he mentions another case of the Noda B'Yuda, but that's really what's most important to us. This Shita of the Noda B'Yuda, that you have a new block of Veses of time. The kasha that's obvious to ask on the Noda B'Yuda is that the Gemara didn't mention such a thing. He created a new Veses. Gemara doesn't mention the tour, the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef gives a list of vestas. Up until now, the first two pshatim didn't create a new vestas. The Noda B'Yehuda Kemat created a new vestas. And if you'll tie to the Trumas Hadeshen created a new vestas, that's not necessarily so. Maybe in Yavim we said maybe the Trumas Hadeshen was only talking about Bedikas. And even if he did, it's a very, very different type of vestas that we had up until now. It's not the same thing as a negative, the Trumas Hadeshen's negative Veses is all just saying that you don't have to wear Bidika beforehand. It doesn't say that you have to be Porish during this period of time. It's a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. However, Matzasi Mekor, Miksas Mekor, L'divrei HaNoda B'Yehuda. L'Aniyas Daiti, there is another source for the Ramah that hasn't gotten as much attention, and we, the Torah world, is forever indebted to the Sidrei Tahara, that the Sidrei Tahara pointed out could be that there's an entirely different source. And that is the Shiltei HaGiborim. Take a look, right after the Agos Maimonides, the Shiltei HaGiborim in Perek Beis, I focused on one part so you don't see the daf of where it is, it's page 3 in Shavuot, and the Shiltei HaGiborim speaks about the Trumas Hadeshen and then he extends the Trumas Hadeshen's Vesa. So let's remind ourselves. The Trumas Hadeshen was of the opinion that if a woman doesn't see less than 26 days, there isn't a Chiyuv Bedika, even if she has a Vesa Sheina Kavua, during those 26 days. After he mentions this Trumas Hadeshen, after Shiltei Gevurah mentions this Trumas Hadeshen, he goes on and he speaks about another case.
First one on the line, Rabbi.
I'll go through from starting from the Trumas Hadeshen. The Sefer Trumas Hadeshen, first word on the line, is Va'arash Va'atur. It's parallel to in the Ran where it says Aval Aramban. We're going to read quite a bit over here. But Sefer Trumas Hadeshen, first word on the line is Trumas Hadeshen. I would say it's almost halfway, a little bit closer to the top. The Sefer Trumas Hadeshen, Simon Reish Mem Zayin. Mikol Makom Isha She'en Lavesas Kavua. Ki Lipa'amim Roa Bechav Beis Bechav, Shulpan Bechav Hei Bechav Teh. By the way, here answers the Talmudim's question of what it means 14 days. 14 means 14 after the tefillah. Nira devadai la'olam ein tzarf b'dik kolos and dal yamin. This is all the vessel of the Trumas Hadeshen we discussed in the past. Shalachra tefillah ki hi ma'amish akas b'sev Trumas Hadeshen reishim zayin. Dekodim yudal lo'ab b'chlal isha shem l'vessel tzrich b'dikah. Ulam. Okay, so that's the heter of the Trumas Hadeshen. Ulam bazei yesh liyasev biyomim sheim achra yudal yomim shaveses mishtana gimel odal rohe yomim. It says once I have the heter of the Trumas Hadeshen, so now if after day 26 she sees around the 26, the 27 moves around a little, oh, now maybe you should be machmir for the entire cluster of time. The night of Yehuda was mechavet to the Shiltei HaGevurah. The wild chumrah of the night of Yehuda, and here's the gishmak of punchline, is the hava mina of the Shiltei HaGevurah. A hava mina of the Shiltei HaGevurah. You go on and on and on. And he says, after day 26, if she moves around, says the Shiltei HaGevurah, maybe you should be choshesh. And then he begins to make cheshbonus and rishonim. And then begins to make cheshbonus of tchilas vesta v'amei v'nyavim, etc., etc. A lot of the discussion of the Ramah also appears there. And then, because we can't sit in a sugya forever, I want to show you the punchline. Says the Shiltei HaGevurah on page 4. V'rayo yesh mitshuvak ritzvot. Shehevi Maimini Perek Zayin Milchus Yisurei Bia. That's 5 lines from the top on page 4. He says it would have a raya to be machmir from the Agos Maimini. Mashma, he understood the Agos Maimini like to know the Yehuda. But then he concludes Ulam Sha'alti Bazeh Es Pirish Maharan Derech Masa Matan Amarli Shiesh Lahakel. Who is Maran? I'm not sure. He says he asked his, not Moran, it's Meharan. Is it the Ran? Chesnish? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't want to speculate. He asked his Rebbe, and his Rebbe said you should be Meikel. So it turns out, the Noda Yehuda was Mechavin, Lamita, Shalteira, that there is such a Havana, but at the end of the day, come out Lekula, and basically the Shiltei HaGevurah is black and white. He has the Ramos Vestas, as understood by the Noda Yehuda, but he concludes Lahakel that one does not need to matter on the main book. What's that? And he plugs into Agos Maimoni. And that might be a yishuv to some of the tzarachiyun that we have in Agos Maimoni. But we're not done yet, Rabotai. Fun's just starting. Okay, so this is Shita number 3, the Noda Yehuda. I can't resist to put on the board. Makoro, the Shiltei HaGevurah. That's, I think, a big piece. But the Vimekel and the Baal Memra himself is the Shiltei HaGevurah, whom himself is Mekel when it comes to Yimei Mavucha. So, yes.
as amazing as this all really, really sounds, no, really, it's fantastic. But the Darki Moshe himself, as Rabbi Yenis, the fact that when he brings down this halacha, Darki Moshe, he quotes Agos Maimonides, he doesn't quote anybody else. He doesn't quote
right, so, according to Shulta Giborim, the Agos Maimonides is saying this thing. Oh, comes along the Sidrei Tara begins to be mefaltel. Does the Shulta Giborim fit better into the words of the Ramah? Or the words of Agos Maimonides? And the Sidrei Tara concludes neither, which is going to bring us to Shita number 4. Take a look at the Sidrei Tara, which on the board, it's Shita number 4. I was clued into this by the Sidrei Tara. Anything good the Sidrei Tara said, anything bad is my own. Okay. So the Sidrei Tara in Kuf Pei Dalet, Siv Dalet. Quotes the Shulta Giborim, quotes Agos Maimini, he's mefalfel and he says that the Ramah's words don't fit into neither of them. I don't have time to be ma'arich. And then he concludes another Havana. This is going to be Havana number 4. It's the Sidrei Tara is not in the package. No. Comes along the Sidrei Tara and he says as follows. Towards the end of the piece, it's not a long piece, maybe you should be amel on it in your chazara. He concludes, L'chein ha-mechuver nirali. What is the pshat of the Ramah? Al-pi ma-shekotav ha-raivin, the Sefer Balei Nefesh, v'zeh l'shono, shuhu rov ha-matsui bein ha-noshim, l'shanos veston, yom v'yomayim u'shosh yomim, pom marchikos, pom marchivos, v'kimon sha-adover matsui, you have to be choshesh. Ayin Shom Ulafiza Kiman Shum Matsui Likadim Olacher Beid Ogim Olafidam Yisem Disnoben Kaftarka Likadim Is Vesta Vimaatarka La Acher's Man Vesta Eviyamim Mishumachi Trichalafresh Kol Osanayam the Chazina the Isha Zu Darka Vekach. A woman who moves around, you have to be choshish for all. Now, I'm a little misupuk in the Sidrei Tara. Whether the Sidrei Tara is talking about a Vesas Kavua or a Vesas She'enakua, which is a big, big nafkamina. It seems to me that he's even talking about a woman with a Vesas She'enakua. So according to the Sidrei Tara, and that I'm not positive, so I would love to hear Tamidin's feedback. According to the Sidrei Tara, what we have is the Makor is a Raivid, the Isha Mishanis Vesta. In many ways, the Sidrei Tara is the most coherent chumrah of them all. And that is that Isha's Mishan is best of Beis Ogimel, and what will come out is that you got to be Machmir at that period of time. B'Pashtus, the Ramah was talking about a Vesas She'eino Kavua, and then you have to be Choshesh for that entire locus of period of time. Wait a second. L'chura the Torah Shlomim, the Chura Torah Shlomim is basically the same Shita as the Sidrei Tara. You tell me if you agree. Yes. That's right. She'd be Choshesh for 25, 26, 27, 28.
She had seen all those days?
Yes. If a woman has seen on those period of days, then she has to be Choshesh for that entire, even once. Right. Has been in Nozmi. The difference between Nozmi Huda and the Sidrei Tara is the following. According to the Noda Behuda, it's possible for a woman once she doesn't see at a particular time, anything above that is all going to be usher. Any of the other days. If Goody, you know, let me that's a good question. I'm gonna come back to that. Okay? I'm gonna come back to that. To Noda Behuda. In Svara you definitely see the difference between the Noda Behuda and the Sidrei Tara, right? Everybody see the difference? Yes. The Sidrei Tara's conclusion is that the Raivid says if she moves around her Re'ias a few times, you have to be Choshesh for all of those days. Okay? The Noda B'Yehuda said that a woman has a Veses from the moment that she starts seeing. And anything above is all part of that Veses. The Nafkamina between the Sidrei Tara and the Noda Behuda would be, according to Sidrei Tara here, let me write this out, that Isha Mishan's Vesta Bezo Gimel for Sidrei Tara means that she sees 26, 27, and 28, and 29, she has to be Choshesh for all of those days. According to the Noda Behuda, she would even have to be Choshesh if she sees 25, 26, 30, and 32, she'd have to be Choshesh from day 25 all the way to 32. Because that's her vestas of time. According to the Sidrei Tara, it's not Masha, you have to be Choshesh, except for the days that she actually sees.
So according to the Sidrei Tara, if you saw 25, 26, 30, 32, you'd only be Choshesh for those days?
The Sidrei Tara is a fascinating question. What would be the gap of days? In other words, where do you draw the line? That's an interesting question we'll get back to. I would rather go with that case. You're asking a good question. You sort of asking what happens if she sees 26, 27, 29. It could very well be that in such a case, according to Sidrei Tara, you'll only be usher 26, 27, not 28, and only
28.
No, in that case. But what would happen if it was 32? In other words, it's clear to me that the Sidrei Tara would be Makel in case of if she didn't see from 25, she saw 25, 26, and then she didn't see 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. It's clear to me that in such a case he'd be Makel. The Noda Behuda might even be Machmir during that.
Why is it clear
period
to
you? The Noda Behuda would be Machmir?
No, that the Sidrei Tara.
I'll get back to you. I'll get back to Lee Nether and explain why. Okay.
Where
so this is, I just want to show you that this is the Torah Shlomim.
Where's the card?
The Torah Shlomim, just a second. The Torah Shlomim says in Siv Katan Chav Vav in the Shulchan Aruch, he says the following: Ube'emes lani is daiti meikara lo kasha midi. Kuf pei tes os chav vav. Good question. Ube'emes lani is daiti meikara lo kasha midi ve'ein zedome lezek klal. Vile'il mairi bi'isha she'ein lo veses kavua. He says the previous case that we're machmir is talking about isha she'ein lo veses kavua, and over here in kuf pei tes we're talking about a woman that has a veses kavua. So if the Sidrei Tara is even talking about a woman that doesn't have that has a veses she'ein lo kavua, and that's how we understand the Ravid, so then the Sidrei Tara would be very similar to the Torah Shlomim's text. Yes, Rabbi Yaakov. Kuf Pei Dalid Dalid. Okay, this is right now we'll put the Torah Shlomim also in the same category as the Sidrei Tara. Now, Sheet number five is the great Placey. Although now we're going to see that the Placey himself is not going to be so different than the Sidrei Tara himself, but the way he develops it is very, very beautiful, very important, and everybody should see it. The Placey says he can't learn that the Ramah is just saying a straight halacha that we all know, like what's alleged the Shach had learned, but rather the Placey gives a very fascinating pshat. Zok the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason. By the way, I just want to add, by amazing oven, the pshat of the Sidrei Tara and the crazy Placey will fit nicely with the Lashon of the Haggadah Maimon. In contrast to Noda Behuda, who's going to fit very, very nicely with the Shilte Gibbon. And that's a question. How do you read that Agos Maimoni? Noda Behuda thought, the Shilte Gibbon thought that Agos Maimoni was saying his case. But in a simple general structure, that's how it would come out. The crazy placing Dibar Maskel, the Yoser near it, says a fascinating pshat. The Yoser near Lomar. In many ways, I guess this is Lushitasi, I like the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason a lot. I think this is the pshat that is Miyusha Valadat very much. Although, at the end of the day, I do think that it falls as quite a big It's quite a big chumrah. V'yosanir lomar. The lomairi shiroa kol gimel yom bam shacha. Says the crazy who plays, and we're not talking about that she saw 3 days straight. In other words, what the shach was bothered by was, if she saw on day 22 and her vest on day 25, we go after tchilas vestas. You're not choshesh for 23 and 24. That was what the shach was bothered by. So says the place, no, we're not talking about that she saw straight. Rather, rak lepam maktim v'ra b'chav zayin o b'chav ches o b'chav tes. Very nice pshat, very similar to the Sidrei Tahara. And then he adds a nuance. Rak svirle, the kivan de Rebbe Meir svirle b'chol isha she'en levesa asura levayla. Remember we had on daf, was it Tesvav? We had Rebbe Meir who said that an isha she'en levesa, the end of the first parak. We had Rebbe Meir said that there's no such thing as a man being married to a woman with a vesa she'en kavua. And then we had a makel. Who was that? Rav Chanina, right? Pligi. V'hainu mishum, d'imkein isha zu matei ala. V'chi b'shvil she'en levesas tia galmuda mibayla. Says, how could it be that a woman who is isha she'en levesas, she's going to be a surah levayla? So says Rav Yehonson, we all agree with Rabbi Meir, that if a woman is going to be at times mutter to her husband, if she has a locus of Eina Kavua, that period of time, she's got to be usher to her husband. And that's what the Ramah was talking about. Because even the Cholkim of Rebbe Meir agree that if she's not going to be Asura Labayla, you don't know when her period is going to come. Sometimes it comes over here, sometimes it comes over here. In such a case, she's going to be usher the entire period of time that it's common for her period to come. So, the crazy places pshat is that, A, we're talking about, he says, black on white, we're talking about an Isha She'en Levesas Kavua. Isha She'en Levesas Kavua. And we're Machmir at her unpredictable time. In other words, it's echoes of Shitas Rebbe Meir. Now, the Talmidim, I think, will be empathetic with me that to say, halacha l'maisa, we follow the echoes of Shitas Rebbe Meir, that a woman is going to be Asura Labayla. And Rebbe Chanina ben Antignus really agreed that there's a time when you hold of Rebbe Meir's din, that's a massive, massive chiddush. In terms of logic, it actually fits in logically with what Agos Maimini and the Ramah are saying. But la halacha, to say that that is what is nikba b'mismarim, to me, sounds like a tremendous chiddush. Although the pshat is miyushav al adas. It's definitely a pshat that could be a legitimate pshat in the Ramah. And this is how the Plesi holds. And therefore, most Kitzer books count the Plesi amongst the Machmirim. At the end of the day, the Plesi is one of the Machmirim because he comes out explaining the Ramah in this particular way. Now, at the end of the day, the Sidrei Tahara was a little vague. Was he talking about a woman with a Ves Kavua or Ves She'ena Kavua? If he was talking about a woman with a Ves She'ena Kavua, it could very well be that the Sidrei Tahara and the Crazy Place had the same shot. Could be. However, what I did want to emphasize with the Crazy Place is this idea that Mekoro, to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. It goes back, the Makar goes all the way back to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. And that's the Makar. It's the Gemara in the end of the first Perek. It's earlier than Tesvav, about Yubayz on the base, right? Is where you have that Gemara that we saw that Ramir is concerned that every woman that doesn't have Vesas, you have to be Machin. Finally, before we get to Allah Chalamaisa, yes?
So, don't you think perhaps the Nachman between the Crazy Place is supposed to be Lida ultimately. Crazy Place keeps pushing through this paragraph by saying, she doesn't have a Vesas, but she's Parashas all of these days. She doesn't have a Vesas, she's Parashas all of these days. So maybe the Noda Behuda would call that 25 to 32 in Rebbe's example, son, that's Mamsha Vesas, have the Noda Vesas Kavah.
Correct.
Crazy Place, she says she's just Parash.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And Nafkamina might be Badika.
Right, and other things.
And other things as well. Correct. Correct. Now let's see how the Chachmas Adam passes, and we're going to see that the Chachmas Adam does have an even more stringent position than the simple reading of the place. And we'll do two things. We'll accomplish two things. Number one, we'll see another shita in the Chachmas Adam, and what we will also do is see how the Chachmas Adam paskins, which is always important. So let's take a look. Kufches Ozvav. Says the Chachmas Adam, Isha Shein Darka Liros Mipachos Mi Esrim Yom Lesrim Yom Aval Achar Kach Ein Lo Kitzva Val Pirov Tiru Michavav Yom Lechavav Yom El Shilip Pa'omi Makdeme Shav Vetzav Roi Lechav Aleph O Lechav Beis Vachavav. So let's get the Chachmas Adam's case very clear. A woman generally has a Vetzav on the 26th. Page, it's Simen Kufches Ozvav in the Chachmas Adam. It's right after the previous page was the Kreisu placing. So he says that she has a Vesta on 26th, but it's normal for her to be Makdim on the 21st. Comes along the Chachmas Adam, and he says that she now is going to be Aser from the 21st through the 26th. Why? Aye, the Shach question. Don't you go after Tchilas Vesta? So he explains. In Kvar Kala Vesta, Shalosh Pram Yom Chavav, Lo Akra Shalosh Pram Mitzufam Yom Echa, Kashnivar Mishpeh Kvius, Haves Veki Rasa, Vada Yasura. She's certainly awesome. Rak Mikodam Lazeh, but what about prior to the 26th? Yeshlamar, some will say, Kima de Kaimalam Simen HaKodam Lezeh Dazlin Basar Aschalas HaVeses. Simson say that you go after the beginning of Veses. Vimkein HaChinami, Tiyasar Leil Chav Aleph, Shion Rishon, and Mashem Shtan Etzla, Vefshar Gam Leil Chav Zayim, Pnei Ichor. Maybe just say she's also on the 21st and the 27th. Vomnam Yeshlamar. Over here, Delo Dami, Didafka Hasam, Sherasam B'chol Osa Yom Kfar Niftecha Mayana, Shapar Dazlin Basar Aschalas. When do we say that you go after the beginning of the Re'iyah, you're not Choshesh for 22, 23, 24, 25? That's only when 23, 24, 25 was one long Re'iyah. Then the Baal HaMor says, and we pass in this way, that you go after the first Re'iyah. Aval Hacha Bechol Yom Chashinon Shematire. Here she sometimes sees on the 21st, sometimes on the 22nd, sometimes on the 25th. Oh, from here is mashma that you, even if she didn't see on the 23rd and the 24th, from the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam says, and he paskins this way, sees randomly 21, 27, hadas, Machra'as Kimachmirin. The das is Machra'as Kimachmirin. You'd have to be Choshesh for that entire time. However, he says there are cases of Vimeko, Vinirali Dim Irelel Tvila, Oshiyosoderech, Efshi Yosmoch Adas Hamatirin.
Is this the Nezer Behuda again?
Yeah.
Okay. So he says if you see randomly, you have to be Choshesh 21, 27. Maybe, very good, the Talmidim are saying, well, maybe that sounds like the Shilta HaGiborim and the Noda B'Yuda. Now, the Noda B'Yuda never expressly said that you didn't see from that period of time. I argued Misvara and then Einachanami. The reason I'm putting them down as different Shitas is because the Noda B'Yuda is black on white, the Cheshbon of the Trumas HaDeshen with the Shilta HaGiborim, and the Chachmas Adam just doesn't tell us. And what the Chachmas Adam is giving us is halacha l'maaseh, but you're right. You can't argue that the Chachmas Adam is essentially that shita above.
Rabbi saying that the Noda B'Yehuda could be more machmir, and that includes the Noda B'Yehuda.
No, the Noda B'Yehuda just never spelled it out, that chumrah.
Was Rabbi saying that it could have been, though, also, it wasn't a chumrah, meaning?
No.
I'm saying that it could have been that she saw 25 through 32 or 26.
Exactly.
Where the Chachmas Adam was, it wasn't.
It sounds like that during that entire block of time. Correct.
She
didn't see every single one of those days. According to the Chachmas Adam, the most stringent position, as long as her vessus she normally sees on 27, so then in such a case, then you have to be choshesh from 21 on. However, the Yonatan, there's a big difference between the Chachma Sadam and the Noda Yehuda.
The end here? About Vessus Kavua?
No.
Or he's Miko. He's Miko.
The Chachmas Sadam though is different than the Noda Yehuda, and that's, and I think I'm correct for putting it in a different category, because in the last few words in Oz Vav, he says Im Kvar Kava Veses Shalosh Pa'amim Liyom Chavav. He was talking about the last case that we read, that she was koveya veses on Yom Chavav, and then she also changed for Chav Aleph. According to the Noda B'Yehuda, if she, we're not talking about that she was koveya for any particular time. So the Chachma Sadam might not be the biggest machmir over here, because the Chachma Sadam might only be talking about, as I'll put on the board, Chachma Sadam might only be talking about someone who's a Vesas Kavua. What was her Vesas Kavua? Her Vesas Kavua was on the 26th. In contrast to Noda B'Yehuda, the Noda B'Yehuda is talking about clearly also a woman with a Vesas She'ina Kavua. So that's the difference between the Chachma Sadam and the Noda B'Yehuda. Even though you're right, the Svara seems to be something similar. And again, according to the Chachma Sadam, there's room to say that the entire period of time you have to be choshesh. Now finally, there's another important question that needs to be addressed, and then we'll sort of put together all the pieces and then come away with what seems to make sense lahalacha. There's one more issue, and that is, where do you draw the line? If you go with the Pischei Tshuva and the Noda B'Yehuda, so that means any time a woman sees, you just look at the bookend. So you look at, here, let me put it in the 25, 27, 29, 30, 32. So, all of these are Asa, right? According to Noda B'Yehuda, the entire period of time is Asa, correct? Is there a place you draw the line? What happens if she now once saw on 41? So now she's Asa from 25 to 41. Where do you draw the line? So Rabbi Forrest has an excellent summary of the whole sugya. He discusses a shita that I did not discuss, the Chavis Das, as well. It's on page 409-410. We're going to focus on footnote number 95, where he says, "No debuda sets no limits on the span of days." He discusses a case where the woman must abstain for 7 days. Shilte Giborim discusses a span of 5 days. Rabbi Forrest is a little bit mechavin to what we said, because he points out that Shilta Gibarim is similar. Shilta Gibarim spoke about 5 days. A position similar to Anod Yud is found in Leket Yosher, a disciple of the Truma Sadeh Hashem. And they conclude 7 days. The quote of Shevet Alevi is saying that by Torah law, Nidus lasts for 7 days. So that's what would follow as well. However, the Ramah only said 2 or 3 days. So some say that the maximum, the Shari Toar, says the maximum is 4 days, according to the Ramah. Rabbi Yonason Steif is quoted in the Ber Moshe. He was a Hungarian posek in New York towards in the 50s. He rules that one does not have to be machmir more than 3 days. Hayotze Mitzvareinu, there's definitely room for people to be machmir. V'harayir of Nevensal Shlita did not tell me carte blanche to be mekel. I think Rav Sabalovsky in his book has an easy time being mekel by saying Rav Poskim say that one does not have to be choshesh, because the Shach himself, according to what Rav Sabalovsky learned, the Shach understood that the Ramah wasn't telling us any new halacha at all. That's how they understood the Shach, as just not telling us any new halacha. And clearly, Rav Sabalovsky has a great great friend on his side, the crazy who placed, he understood that as well. However, At the same time, there are different, quite a few shitas within the Ramah as we delineated. I just want to point out that the following. First of all, there's a big question what Dagos Maimini means. Something that's not clear. What's Dagos Maimini saying? Beis is the Shilta Giborim understands like the Node of Yehuda, and that is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush that we're basically making a new Vesis that doesn't appear in the Gemara. So the Node of Yehuda's Shita, in my mind, seems to be quite mechudash, and to be machmir stam for the Node of Yehuda is difficult. A, because it's quite a chiddush. B, is because the Shilta Giborim said he asked his Rebbe, and his Rebbe said to be meitel. I think that's a very, very strong piece of information. If you understand the Hagos Maimini like the Sidrei Tahara, and we saw something similar in the Plesi, so then in such a case, one has to look back and see if really the Ravid is saying what the Sidrei Tahara claims that the Ravid said. The Plesi's Mahalach to say that Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus would agree to Rabbi Meir, that is also extremely, extremely, extremely mechudash. Finally, we saw that at the end of the day, what's on the top of the Shulchan Aruch is the Shach Havana. And we were me'ashev the Shach. We had a good working Shach in the Shach. And therefore, it would seem to me that there's a lot of room to say that the Ramah himself was talking about, when he says Isha Shemeshanis Vesta, the Ramah was talking about a woman of Vesta Kavua. And let me put that point home. At the end of the day, in Kuf Pei Dalet, Kuf Pei Dalet was talking about a woman with a Veses Kavua. That's what we were talking about. So the Shach Pshat is legitimate, and we have a Yishuv that the Shach is saying a beautiful Pshat. And that is when you already were Kaveya Veses, it's possible to have to be Choshesh for a locus of time that's within a decent proximity to the original Veses. And that could very well be what the Shach is saying, and if that's so, then I think that would be a legitimate pshat in Ramah. To ignore Ramah is extremely, extremely difficult. To just simply say that the Ramah didn't say it, you need a working pshat. But I believe that this Be'ezar Hashem would be a very strong working pshat within the Ramah. The Shach Havana, and ultimately, the Hagos Maimini himself is extremely difficult to read. What exactly does Hagos Maimini mean? He starts off saying he's a Vesta Shein HaKavua, and then he says he's Mishtanis Vesta. Certainly, the Chumrah of the Chachmas Adam for a Vesta Shein HaKavua is very similar to the Node of Yehuda, which is hard to understand. If the Chachmas Adam was only talking about a Vesta Kavua, so then maybe there's room to be choshesh. I mentioned to you that Rav Nementhal did not say that we do not follow it. I promised Yisrael I would say what he said from Rav Shlomo Zalman. What he said from Rav Shlomo Zalman was not a big kula at all. He said that Rav Shlomo Zalman said you only have to be choshesh for the period, the extent of the amount of bleeding of the last ru'iyah. So that means that one would have to be choshesh for the entire period of that locus. So let's say the locus is between 25 and 32. So if her period came on day 26 and she bled for 4 days, so then what would be us would be from day 26 to day 30. That also is quite a big chumrah, but it knocks down a little bit of the chumrah of the Node of Yehuda. It would seem to me that Rav Shlomo Zalman was cutting down the Node of Yehuda's chumrah. Instead of taking the approach of Yonis and Steif and saying it's only a window of 3 days, he was saying it could be that the Node of Yehuda was talking about a larger window as well. The Node of Yehuda says 7 days, but as opposed to Rav Yonis and Steif, who says that it's 3 days, he says it goes to the length of bleeding from that previous period of time. But that also is also quite a chiddush in terms of fitting back into chiddush in terms of vestos, not the pashtus. In terms of fitting it back into the Ramah, it does fit nicely with the Ramah. Isha shemishan tzvesta lahakim shnei moshoshi yamim olacher. So then, in such a case, you have to be choshesh for that period of time. That would work. That would uh, work uh, relatively legitimately. In general, of course, I would never disagree with my rabbeim, but I would just, when I was chassan, I was not taught the Dimei Mavucha. These are problematic days. There's no makar in it, in the Gemara. That goes Maimini is difficult. Shilte Agiborim understood that goes Maimini in the most stringent possible way, and ultimately Shilte Agiborim was Mako. So it would seem to me that because Vestos generally are Darabanan, leaving aside the Noda Behuda himself, who held that the Chash Vestos is Daraisa, since Vestos are Darabanan, my understanding is the Minhag Yisrael generally is not to teach Chassanim this. I think of all of the Chumras that exist in Hilchos Nida, it seems to me that this is the biggest one that qualifies in Rav Willig's rule of when you're Machmir in Hilchos Nida, it's Akula and Shalom Bayis. This is far, far reaching implications. If you're talking about making a cheshvan all the time, first of all, talk about her having to keep track of everything. This is even just the psychological weight of it, aside from the Prisha, Lania's Daiti HaMachmir for sure. There were many who would say Tavala Bracha, it's going to be Mekhaim the Ramah. Sfaradim have it easy. For Sfaradim, basically, this Chumrah does not exist. It was introduced by the Bali Tosas. Agos Maimini, the Ritzvah, for Sfaradim, one Mikur Zdina, one does not have to be Machmir. And even though the Patei HaShulchan definitely gives this Chumrah credence, I think that there is a lot of room to be made because Vestos are the Rabbanim. Now, I had planned to do some more today. This went on a little bit longer than we had expected. I think the best thing is to let the Talmidim to ask. And Emir Tashem, on Thursday, we're going to have a shorter shiur. Rabbi Brander is coming, and he's going to be teaching from 4 to, saying a couple of shiur from 4 to 5:30. So we'll have we're going to have a short shiur from 3 to 3:45. So, you know, so I figured that let's do chazar on this. I think there are a lot of new things that we focused on that people tend not to focus on. And in Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick up with Akiris Vesta Safag Shintim Vesta. We're going to pick up speed a little bit now. We went slowly in Sifim Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Aleph. Things are going to start moving again. I don't want to spend more than another couple weeks on Vestas, and then we're either going to start Ksamim or we're going to pick up Riyasam. These were the hardest sugyas, and now things Beis Hashem are going to get smoother. Yeah.
I'm having difficulty understanding Rishon Zalman's chumrah. What is Rishon Zalman doing with the Razah?